This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Pakistani leader Pervez Musharraf took an oath to serve as a civilian president yesterday. The inauguration ceremony marks Musharraf's new 5-year term as the country's leader. And for the first time, he'll do so without the title of general. Stepping down as the head of Pakistan's military earlier this week was a concession to opposition political leaders and Western allies who have also been pushing Musharraf to put an end to the emergency rule he declared November 3rd. Musharraf insists the emergency is necessary to keep Islamist factions under control. Musharraf yesterday welcomed the return of his old political foes, former Prime Ministers Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. Both have said they may boycott the January parliamentary elections, and neither attended Musharraf's inauguration ceremony yesterday. Broadway is open for business again. Yesterday, union leaders and producers reached a tentative agreement, putting an end to the stagehand strike that started almost 3 weeks ago. The strike kept more than 24 Broadway shows dark for 19 days and cost the city of New York tens of millions of dollars. The deal came after 3 long days of talks between Local One and the League of American Theaters and Producers. President of Local One, James Claffey, addressed a crowd of union members after hammering out a deal.
Brothers and sisters of Local One, you represent yourselves and your families and your union proud. That's enough said right there. Local
One! Details of the 5-year contract were not disclosed, and the deal still has to be approved by union membership. Meanwhile, today, Broadway shows are rushing to raise the curtain again, and new opening nights for several plays that were in previews when the strike hit, including Aaron Sorkin's The Farnsworth Invention and Disney's The Little Mermaid. The pharmaceutical company that makes the flu drug Tamiflu has announced plans to change labels on the drugs to clarify the risks of contracting the flu virus. Swiss drug maker Roche Holding AG said yesterday patients need better information about possible psychiatric dangers of influenza. Experts from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration recommended earlier this week that Roche change the label to warn patients that several people have died as a result of the delirium caused by the flu. Roche presented its own research to the FDA that showed no link between Tamiflu and increased risk of psychiatric problems. And is it true? Are Americans actually getting less obese? According to a new scientific study, at least American women are trimming down, and there are good signs for men as well. The report has been published online by the Centers for Disease Control. The lead researchers say data shows obesity rates for women have held at about 35% since 1999, which is good news. Meanwhile, the rates for obesity in men increased till 2003 when they hit 33%. They've stayed there through 2005-2006. The study says obesity rates in women vary with ethnicity and age. The highest risk groups, non-Hispanic Black and Mexican-American women between the ages of 40 and 59. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Back to you.
Back to us for the moment, but stick around.
I'll be here.
All Rachel Martin, all the time, in the early stages of this episode of the Brent Park Project.